Blog Talk Radio.
If you find yourself in trouble, count on me, my friend. I'll get right up in trouble's face. You won't see him again. I've got the backbone, American. I've got the heart, American. I've got the will, American. Will you stand up, don't sit down? Stand up, don't back down. Stand up, shout it out. Stand up, let's make it loud. American, American.
Welcome to another exciting show with Southern Sense on Blog Talk Radio. So turn up the volume and enter our chat room, or grab your phones, call in, and join the conversation. Help us to restore the republic to this country and inspire the majority to be silent no longer.
Well, look me straight in the eye. Tell me what you see. I'll tell the truth every time. Yes, you can count on me. I've got the backbone, American. I've got the heart, American. I've got the will, American. Will you stand up? Don't sit down. Stand up, don't back down. Stand up, shout it out. Stand up, let's make it loud. American, 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 American.
Well, good afternoon to another exciting episode of Southern Sense here on Blog Talk Radio. This is our Tweaked Tuesday, and I'm your host, Annie, the Radio Chick. And along with me, I have my co-host, Cool Mike. Good afternoon, Cool Mike.
Well, good afternoon, Miss Ubellis. What a beautiful day it is to have a wonderful show in tribute to our troops.
Absolutely. And as an additional co-host, we have a special friend aboard, Doc Jones. Good afternoon, Dr. C. Robert Jones.
Good afternoon, Annie and Cool Mike. It's great to be here with you on your show. It's a great honor, actually, to have been asked by Cool Mike to help out with your show, especially on the topic at hand here, because it's something that's quite dear to my heart, and I'm glad to be a part of this show today. Thank you so much.
Oh, no problem. I'm glad to have you aboard. Now, we do have our guest call in on the line already. I'm going to bring him in. I've got Robert D. Travell. Good afternoon, Robert. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, Annie. How's everybody doing there today?
Oh, we're doing great. We're doing great. Now, I do know you, Mr. Travell, through the Beaufort Tea Party, correct? We have
correct,
spoken before,
right.
Yes.
Beaufort,
matter of fact,
it's actually De Travell.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right. And I'm glad to be here with you all. And I, you know, at any time, if you wanted me to give a little spiel on what we're trying to do with the Healing Heroes Golf Week, I'd be happy to do that. Or,
well, that's what we have you here for. That's exactly what we have you here for.
All right. Would you like me to start off with that?
Well, yes. I want to say hello to you and your lovely wife. And you also have a daughter that's in the service too, right?
Thank you. Yes, she's in Afghanistan as we speak.
Ah, the last time I spoke to you, she was stationed upstate New York. That I remember.
That's true. And then she was deployed. And I guess because of all of the chaotic occurrences that are happening in Afghanistan right now, things are so confused there. She may not be coming home as scheduled next month, which would disappoint us greatly. We're thinking about her every day.
Well, we hope she has a safe return here. Now, you are with Healing Heroes Golf Week. You want to give us a little background about how this came about?
Sure, sure. Healing Heroes Golf Week is basically being hosted by the Independence Fund. And many of you all listening out there in the Southeast and other areas, as the case may be, know of the Independence Fund as the not-for-profit 501c3 organization that is completely volunteer-driven, and no one gets paid anything. And many of the volunteers are, in fact, disabled veterans. But what we do in the Independence Fund is we sponsor the Lieutenant Dan Week that's happened the last couple of years in Beaufort, and we've got another one scheduled for this fall from the 9th through the 15th of September. And this year, we're also doing the Healing Heroes Golf Week, which is April 23rd through the 27th. And with about 60 seriously wounded veterans of Iraq and Afghanistan coming to Beaufort to stay at Palm Key out near Ridgeland and come into the different golf courses that we have signed up for the week-long tournament. The first golf course is Monday, April 23rd at Kalawassee Island Club.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Tuesday, they play at the Hilton Head Lakes, which is the old traditions course out on the way to the back way to Savannah. Then on the 25th, they have a day off, and I think they're going to be taking a fly casting and a fly tying clinic being given by Tony Royal and David Cargill of Bay Street Outfitters and Friends. And in fact, this is the digression, but let me go ahead and throw it in now. This is really huge news that O'Neill Williams and Flip Pallett, who are some two of the probably most famous outdoor adventure type folks that film episodes, are going to film an episode of a fly casting event with one of the Healing Heroes the week of 9 through 15 September. So,
oh, wow.
That's going to get into over 100 million homes.
Cool. Cool.
So great exposure for the Independence Fund and for doing what we can to give positive life experiences to our veterans that have given so much of themselves,
right,
physically and emotionally, as well as their families.
All right. And, well, Robert, I think I have your partner in on the phone here also. I believe we have Dick Clark with us. Hello,
I'm
Dick.
Good. Yes, I am.
Okay. I didn't want you to feel like you were being
That's
left
all right.
out.
No, I'm listening.
Yeah. If you don't mind, I'll just keep talking just for a little while, then I'm going to throw it back to Dick.
It's not even New Year's Eve. We got Dick Clark on the line. That's great.
There you go.
All right. Well, Dick, just to let you know, I have also on the line Dr. C. Robert Jones, retired Marine Corps, and also my co-host, Cool Mike. So if you hear other voices, that's who's going to be popping in.
Great. Yeah, before you continue, I just want to tell you, I can't say just how I admire all of this. As a promoter, I know how much work goes into things like this for the wonderful people who we can never repay these people. I'm very emotional as I speak to you right now, many who have given their limbs, and many have given just the ultimate of sacrifice. And just for you to reach out and to do this for our veterans, I'm in a loss for words.
Well, we are overwhelmed by the opportunity to be able to do so. So we're pleased to be able to do a little bit, and I'll call it a little bit, for our veterans. But Robert's going to continue with the rest of the agenda, and then we'll get back. Right, Robert?
That's
yeah.
it. Thank
okay.
you, Dick. All right, let me jump back in. So the 25th, which is a Wednesday, is a down day for the veterans, and that's when they'll do the fly casting clinic out at Palm Key. And then on Thursday, the 26th, the course will be at Sanctuary Golf Course at Cat Island, which is a lovely course as well. And then on the 27th, there will be a tournament out at Fripp Island Ocean Point Golf Links, and that's a beautiful course as well. Now, there will be one banquet, which is separate from the tournaments, and that's going to be held on the 24th of April at Hampton Hill. Hampton Hall, thank you very much. And I'm not sure, I'm going to let Dick talk a little bit about that here in a minute, but I think to get back to the Independence Fund, and I really appreciate the words and feelings that were shared here earlier. I forget your name,
Dr. Jones?
Dr. Jones, thank you very much. And an oorah for you.
Semper Fi, Marine.
And I actually was Navy, and then I tell you, I retired Army, but some of my best friends have been Marines, and continue to be the same.
Well, Semper Fi still applies. Always faithful to the Corps, to the Army, to the Navy, to our country. It applies in a lot of places. So, you're one of us, one of the many millions of men and women who have served our country well and faithfully, and you should be honored for your service.
Thank you. Indeed you are.
And
likewise.
Well, I want to give also a shout out to people coming into our chat room, because I had the chat room open. I see that we have the Marine Times in here and the Pendleton Marines, so I want to give a big oorah out to them also. Thank you for your services. I mean, our chat room is starting to fill up, and want to welcome everyone here. You're listening here to Southern Sense on Blog Talk Radio. Our topic today is Healing Heroes, Helping Severely Wounded Veterans, and the week of tournaments they're having here in Beaufort, South Carolina, starting April 23rd through the 27th. And it works hand-in-hand with the Independence Fund. Anyone that is up there in online looking at our showroom, please click on the links to the Paramobile device that they're looking to purchase for these veterans. The links are on there also for the Healing Heroes Golf Week, as well as to the Independence Fund and Lieutenant Dan Weekend number 3 coming up. Our guest is Robert DeTravel. I probably said that wrong again, Robert, right?
That's Detraville, but that's okay. That's close enough. Thank you, Annie.
And Dick Clark. No, not the New Year Dick Clark, but our Dick Clark here in Beaufort, South Carolina.
He's our Special Forces Ranger.
Oh, okay. We're not going to mess with him, that's for sure.
But
sometime in the middle of last century, Anne, so don't worry, you don't have to worry these days.
I want to throw a quick question out to either one who can take it. What your very first inspiration of doing this? The very first, were you in your car, were you just walking, or when was it that this little seed got planted where you thought, you know what, this might be a good idea?
Well, let me answer that. I would suggest that it's accumulation of things. It's not one single light bulb went off anywhere. For the past 2 years, we have actually had a golf tournament in association with the Lieutenant Dan Weekends, and Robert's been the tour director of those two. But then we got an idea that for that event, we got just a handful of veterans that came down to play. So we thought, well, let's try to get just golfers, veteran golfers to come down, Healing Hero golfers to come to Beaufort and to play golf. And because golf is such a great therapeutic sport, therapeutic activity for those who play golf, and I'm a golfer, Robert's a golfer, getting out there and just being out in the fresh air, being out in the sunshine, being out with friends and neighbors, and just having a friendly game of golf is just extremely therapeutic for us. And then we've heard stories about how it's helped to heal these veterans that have basically been kicked out of Bethesda Naval Hospital and said, you're going to go play golf today. And there's some amazing stories, and some of those people will actually be coming here for our golf week. And so it, I think that's sort of the inspiration, the way I see it.
It was a group growth that just that seemed to grow and gather momentum, and just seemed to make so much sense. I mean, folks like Gil McMillan of Mercy Flights, that their folks have, and American Airlines have brought in veterans in the past to the Lieutenant Dan weeks that we've had, and in fact are bringing more in for this Healing Heroes Golf Week. But the whole point of what the Independence Fund is trying to do is to give people positive life experiences. And many of these severely injured veterans have had physical or traumatic brain injuries. You know, they're trying to find themselves in a world where they're different. And so for us to be able to help them have positive life experiences, and yes, the Paramobile is one way to do that for those golfers that enjoy playing golf and that are disabled and get around. But it's more than that. It's raising money to buy the best medical technologies and prosthetics and wheelchairs, like the Segway-like wheelchair, the iBot that can actually climb stairs, that allows these guys and gals the real chance to feel like a more normal person. And that's why we're calling them Healing Heroes, is because they are our heroes. Over the past 10 years, we've probably got 50 or 60,000 disabled veterans, and they're here with us for the rest of their lives and the rest of our lives. And to the extent we can make their world more positive, it's giving to us because of the gift of giving. So that's what we're trying to do, and we're going to have a lot of fun doing it too. So if y'all can spread the word, we're selling sponsorships for golf holes on Healing Heroes Golf Week for $100 a hole. We've got a number of folks that have already given us checks for sponsorships, and we hope to get as many of the local businesses as possible to buy in and raise awareness for the needs of our Healing Heroes and help us raise some cash to help them experience some of the positive aspects of our life and become more normal.
Well, this is
normal.
Something that you just stepped right on top of exactly what I wanted to start talking about, the sponsorships and how people can get in and help donate on here. Inside the chat room, I put up the link to the Healing Heroes Golf Week. It is healingheroesgolfweek.com. Very simple, very easy to remember. And I want to tell you, gentlemen, right here and now, Southern Sense is going to donate $100 for one of your golf holes.
Great.
Sweet.
Yeah, and there's, you know, once you get into that website, Ann, you can do a couple things. Number one, there's a downloadable form there. You can just print the page and send it in, fill out the blanks where you need to fill in the blanks, and what course you want to play, or what hole you want to sponsor a hole on. Write a check and send it in, and those checks all go to Robert Detreville.
Well, wait. They go to Robert Detrow, but they're bait out to the
Independence
Fund.
Yeah, and all those instructions. Yeah, right. Robert's not going to. But and the other thing you can do is on the top of that page, there's also a place where you can actually do everything you can do on that downloadable form. You can do on the internet with using PayPal to register for a golf hole. You can sponsor a golf hole. You can also buy one of our limited edition polo shirts that's really well designed, and the picture of that is on the web page and also on the downloadable link.
Oh, fantastic.
So there's many ways to get there.
Now, I noticed that on there also, you also had it where instead of donating money, you can donate in kind. What do you mean by that?
Well, let me give you a good example. We've got people who are going to do free advertisement for us. And so in order for them, in order to compensate them for doing something for us, we're going to make them a whole sponsor for one or more of the golf courses. So
oh,
that's
really?
An in-kind donation. Somebody who gives a good or services and doesn't give unnecessarily cash that also benefits the whole purpose of the week.
But see, that's still a donation, and so
yeah.
we want to make sure that the Independence Fund gives the documentation so that they can use that for their taxes next year when they, or this year. Well, no, it'll be next year.
So, Anne, if you want to drive a bus for a week, we'll give you an in-kind donation. We are looking for bus drivers to help us move these wounded veterans from Palm Key to the various golf courses. But we're working on that. But just to let you know, that's the kind of thing we're talking about.
And I've asked the Paris Island Officers Spouses Club. They have helped us on the Lieutenant Dan Golf Classics before. The last two, and I hope they'll help us with this next one coming up in September. But I've reached out to them as well to see if they would like to volunteer the week of the Healing Heroes Golf Week, and haven't received a response yet, but I hope to. And they've been super the last few times. And so basically the way that it works at each of the golf courses on that particular day, the volunteer crew will get there about 10:30 in the morning and then start setting up for check-in, late registration if somebody shows up and there's still room, and then selling of the golf enhancement packages, which are like an extra tee and a mulligan, and you can buy extra mulligans also. So bring some extra cash because we appreciate all of it that we can get. And then we will also have some of the polo shirts at each of the sites. If we have, there will be just a small representation of them because most we hope will buy the polo shirts online or at least order them ahead of time. Let's see. Dick, you want to talk about the banquet?
Well, let me talk about something else. Let's talk about let's focus on golf for a minute.
Okay.
One of the things we're going to do at each of the golf events, and they're all separate tournaments. There's no sort of week-long tournament, no cumulative scores, because we'll have, hopefully our goal right now is to get 100 golfers to sign up, register, and pay for each of the four courses. On top of that, then we'll have every day, we're hoping to have 20 or more Healing Heroes to come play golf that day. It depends on what the day is and depends upon the physical condition of some of these veterans on that particular day, whether they'll elect to play golf or elect just to take advantage of the opportunities that Palm Key, just to enjoy a laid-back day, and we understand that. But what we're doing, as Robert said, registration at 10:30, at about 11 o'clock on all the courses right now, we expect to have I'll call it a golf clinic. For example, at Kalawassee and maybe at Hilton Head Lakes both the first 2 days, I've been able to talk to a fellow by the name of Don Vickery. Don Vickery is a double amputee, retired Army guy out of Fort Gordon, Georgia, now living in Savannah, and he's the assistant pro at Wilmington Island Golf Course. And he's going to actually come up those 2 days and put on a clinic for primarily the veterans, but also anybody else that wants to watch this pro hit some golf balls and give some basic lessons. And we're also expecting the head pro from Belfair Plantation Golf Course to come over and also help with that clinic that day. So, you know, that's a really great opportunity for the veterans and then the local golfers to get a free golf lesson and hit some golf balls before they start playing.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Now, then they also, you know, put a little humor into it help get rid of the nerves. For some of the veterans, this is the first foray out into a positive environment. So On the 27th and 28th at Cat Island Sanctuary Golf Course and at Fripp, Brad Clayton, who has given clinics before, he's actually a pro PGA pro instructor, and he is missing his one arm, but he still is. He can still beat me with one arm tied behind his back. Yeah,
to beat you? Come on, that won't take much, Robert.
I don't want to hear about the golf games down here.
Okay,
he's with the Puzzle Duck, and he does clinics for disabled veterans, primarily up in the Fort Bragg, Jacksonville, North Carolina, near Camp Lejeune sort of area. And we will have some paramobile devices for some of the disabled vets to use and to demonstrate. And it should be a really good time. There's a shotgun start at about noon, which means everybody goes off at the same time, and they'll be split up into different holes, and then you'll finish probably around 4:30 or so, I imagine. It's a best ball, captain's choice scramble sort of format, which to me I can't ever tell the difference between them, but you take turns hitting the best ball, and if it comes down to a call, then the captain will make the choice as to which one is a better one to try to hit from. And then we will have three flights. We don't really care about handicaps. You can be as great or as, you know, or just your first time playing golf ever. A scramble like this is the way to play and to learn how to play because it takes all the stress off it.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you play and when, let's say we have 30 foursomes of golf, for example. If we have three flights, and that's what the plan is, three flights, they'll take the 10 best scores, which are usually lower, and that includes all your mulligans and all that kind of good stuff, and they'll put them in the first flight, and then they'll take the next 10 best scores and put them in the second flight, and then the last set of scores, which are usually higher and all, but they'll be in the third flight. And you don't know where those cuts are going to be made, but there'll mm-hmm. be two winners, two teams, the first and second place teams on each of those flights will get prizes, and then we'll have closest to the pin prizes on all the par threes, and then a longest drive prize too. So we're hoping to get quite a bit of participation from these various communities, and we've spread out the golf courses so that we can appeal to different crowds. And there are some folks, let's say, that play on Cat Island all the time that might want to play on Kiawassee and or Hilton Head Leagues. I mean, they're beautiful courses, and Fripp Island Ocean Point Golf Links as well. But you can also get to the website by just putting in www.ldw3.com, that's Lieutenant Dan Week 3.com, and it will take you to a website, and then there'll be some
at
tabs.
The link, you have to go to the bottom of that page and find the Golf Week link.
Golf Week link, and you just click on that, and then you'll go back to the one that you introduced earlier in the show.
All right, we got someone in the chat room that goes by the name of Evil Clown. He states that he lives in the area and wants to know if he can attend the event. For people that do want to attend, what's the best way for them to do it? Should they go to your healingheroesweekend.com website to sign up?
Well, the easiest way to get there, that's a good website, Ann, and it definitely works. But with my fingers and thumbs trying to type all that in and remember it all makes it very confusing. That's the way we did LDW3.com, and then go to the Golf Week tab on the bottom of that page takes you directly into the HealingHeroGolfWeek.com webpage.
All right,
LDW3.com,
and then just go to the bottom.
Go to the bottom and you'll see a golf week, and it'll be right. Voila, like magic, it will appear.
It's a tab. Just
yeah.
touch on it. And then now, you can also go to the courses if you wanted to. They've got trifold brochures with applications on them, and you can mail them in to me. But, with as many computers as exist out there and the fact that we got this lit website set up, it might be easier if you just download it and fill it out and send it in with a check or just register online. Either one's fine. And I just ask that if you experience any glitches in the functionality of the website, that you send me an email at redetreville@sprintmail.com, and I'm listed everywhere on most of the web pages.
And that's on the downloadable form that you'll find when you click on that golf tab. And
all right. Now,
does that answer the question for your caller?
I do believe it does. Now, the main
Great.
Purpose of putting this together was to buy these paramobile devices. You want to explain what they are? Because I had
yeah.
the pleasure of meeting on several occasions James Howard, and I've been working with the Independence Fund now for three years on doing the promoting here on this show. This is the third year in a row we've been doing it.
Great.
And when I first met James, he was over at the Beaufort County Council Chamber meeting, and
right.
he had the Segway. Now, Segway no longer is manufacturing this chair, so someone else is now manufacturing it. I always talk and
Johnson
brag about them.
It was Johnson & Johnson, and they're about $25,000 a piece. They are extremely valuable medical technologies that make the most out of life to a lot of people, but because they were not selling so many of them, they decided to stop making them. Well, we would like to try to convince the companies, and by doing that, by buying more of these for some of our disabled veterans, as we gain more and more funds through these different events, we've given about $2 million in grants over the past couple, 3 or 4 years already. And we hope that they'll continue to manufacture them.
Well, let me talk about the paramobile real quick, and to answer your question. Essentially, the paramobile was designed by a couple people in California. It is manufactured in the United States. And the fact one of the primary designers of that device is a gentleman by Anthony Netto.
Mm-hmm.
And Anthony will actually be bringing his paramobile to the Healing Hero Golf Week. There'll also be a couple others here for other veterans who need that device in order to, it's the paramobile is actually a stand up and play device. And stand up and play, you can stand up and play golf, you can stand up and play, you can stand up and fish, you can stand up and shoot archery. There's so many things you can do just being able to stand up.
Mm-hmm.
With somebody who has no use of their legs, and it just allows the veteran to stimulates the metabolism, tendons, ligaments, muscle, and just basically allows the joints to get moving again.
It's an automated
called
seat.
A new level of freedom, really.
Yep, it's an automated seat device that straps you in and holds you in it, and then when you want to raise up, it will allow you to, it puts you in an erect standing position so that you can use your arms for whatever you want to use them for, whether it's hunting or fishing or playing golf. So it's really a cool form.
Yeah, but it is different than the one that I saw with Captain Howard that he has.
Yes.
His mm-hmm. is able to climb sidewalks and stairs. He's able to put his in upright position so he can reach into cabinets.
Right, that's the iBot.
More of a day-to-day type of device.
Yeah, that device is called an iBot, I-B-O-T, and it's even different than the Segway. The Segway is primarily, a stand-up on and move-around kind of device.
Right, I call it a Segway-like
wheelchair. Okay, yeah.
Because it's not, it's on the same basic functionality concept of the Segway, but it's a wheelchair. So So it's a Segway-like wheelchair that allows them the freedom to climb stairs or to raise up and get something out of a cupboard and that sort of thing. And then, you know, to approximate, you know, normal life, which is wonderful. And James Howard, when we met together at the Tea Party rally downtown with, I was also, I guess, during the Newt Gingrich rally downtown.
Yep, I was there.
Yeah, we were all there with James, and it was a good opportunity. And I tell you, Newt really did stand up and talk about the Independence Fund and the Healing Heroes Golf Week and the Lieutenant Dan Golf Classic. He was very supportive of it. And in fact, you know, I've known Newt a long time, not trying to get political or anything, but he's always been at the forefront of medical, improved medical technologies and the electronic medical record. I remember when back doing an event with him between the Capitol building when he was speaker and a hotel using ATM networks, which is asynchronous transfer mode satellite networks, to virtually be in the same place at the same time. And C. Everett Koop was there with us, and it was really good in terms of helping to create, you know, telemedicine as a way to extend the power and excellence of medical center medicine out to very austere locations such as combat support hospitals or EMED or some of the expeditionary healthcare delivery entities that we have out in the field and now even on ships at sea. So all that technology that came about through the creative nature of Americans is now being used to help provide better care and get better survival rates for our warriors that are still out there.
And that is so, so important. Now, the Independence Fund isn't just about these wheelchairs or the paramobiles. You guys have also a retreat just south of Charleston that you just opened up?
It's Palm Key Resort. Palm Key Resort is actually, the address is Ridgeland.
Yeah.
So it's just down the road from here. I mean, it's
from here and Hilton Head.
It's about 30 minutes probably or less. Well, from the McTeer Bridge in Beaufort, it's 35 minutes to Palm Key Resort, and that's not far at all. It is a bucolic, I'll call it a bucolic retreat center that has, I would say, in the neighborhood of 25 privately owned cottages currently, and those cottages are privately owned, but the owners have for 2 years now given the Independence Fund use of those cottages for the veterans who come to stay for Lieutenant Dan weekends, and they're also allowing us to use those cottages again for the Healing Hero Golf Week. So that's a very good in-kind donation, and that's a really good one.
It's a very special place because it's right on the tributaries of the Broad River, and the Independence Fund is in the process of creating a wellness center adjacent to Palm Key, and so at some point we're going to start. We've already had folks volunteer their time to come out and give consultations on how to set up a saltwater fishing pond, for example, where they can grow flounder and fly fish for bass at the same time. And it's one of those special places that, you know, you get out in the middle of the just the quiet birds chirping and the beautiful marsh views. All the cottages and all are on marsh front, and it's just beautiful. And it gives people a relaxing opportunity to just take a break and be with other of the healing heroes and to get to develop some relationships and to recharge for the next, you know, a special event that might be coming up the next day. So
now, how many of these wounded veterans are you bringing in, and are they coming with their families?
Okay, the number is changing, Ann, as people add their names to the list, and other people have, you know, medical appointments, other things that come off the list. But the last count we had as of this morning was 29.
Mm-hmm.
29 veterans who will come prepared to play golf.
Now, these are the veterans, and they may bring, some of them are bringing their primary caregivers or their spouses.
And we have, right now we have about a half a dozen of the caregivers or spouses that are coming. We have, right now I think there's two service dogs that are coming. There's a blind command sergeant major from the Marine Corps who's coming in from California with his service dog, and I think there may be two other service dogs coming, one out of Florida and one out of Maryland at the last count. And there's about six caregivers or family members that are coming.
I think there are about five young ladies, disabled woman veterans.
Yeah,
yeah,
people forget women do get injured also, yeah.
That's
oh,
right.
Yes, now, and that's a good thing. Yeah, great, Robert, good point. And then the interesting thing is that there are less caregivers coming for the golf event proportionally than what would come for the Lieutenant Dan weekend. I would say this group of people is probably slightly more able-bodied. That is, they've already made the transition from their hospital environments to a more stable home environment. And so they're able to do slightly more physically active things, although all of our veterans that come down for Lieutenant Dan weekend, golf or fish or kayak or ride bicycles or take a part in the 10K 5 or 10K run we have. But these guys are golfers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's the therapeutic part of golf that they're coming here to enjoy while they're here.
Now, this past September, when you had the Lieutenant Dan weekend, I was there.
Okay.
And I had, just before the show, I had interviewed Gary Sinise on this program. How many veterans did you bring down last September? I know it was a lot.
I think there were close to 100. Close to 100, Robert.
It was over 100
okay.
veterans and their primary caregivers. So if I had to put a number on it, it would probably be about 125, 130.
Mm.
And that's just not the veterans. That's the primary caregivers as well as the veterans. But, you know, during the Lieutenant Dan week, we try to give the primary caregiver a break too sometimes, and we'll send them to a spa or we'll do something with them, and they went to an art show, and there's all kinds of activities. I mentioned earlier the O'Neill Williams and Flip Pallet coming to film an episode that week of the 9th through the 15th of September, and I'm sure they'll start talking about it as well on their radio and television shows. And so Beaufort is going to be, you know, on the map for sure again. And I think that this is real special, that particular, that filming of the fishing episode. It'll probably be a bilateral amputee standing on the boat, you know, and casting to catch spot-tail redfish.
Wow. Now,
cool.
One thing I love about the Independence Fund is that you work not just with the veteran and their individual disability, but you're also working with the caregivers, you know, the family members or whomever, and helping them cope with this new lifestyle. So you don't just stop like the VA does. As soon as they kick them out of the hospital, that's it, goodbye, have a nice life.
No,
you pick up where they leave off and carry it through for the rest of their lives.
Yes, that's absolutely an astute observation, and that is exactly what we do, because it's these guys and gals are going to be healing for the rest of their lives, and their families, just to have that relief of a positive event to participate in, and that there are others out there like them, and that there are communities that want to be with them and share with them. And, you know, who knows? Maybe a number of these folks, these wonderful healing heroes, will want to come and live in Beaufort, become part of the community. This fly tying clinic and fly casting clinic on the Wednesday, the 25th of April, that Dave Cargill and Tony Royal and his folks are going to put on for the Healing Heroes, they're going to teach them how to tie flies. And the flies sell for between $3 and $15.
Mm-hmm.
And Tony Royal at Bay Street Outfitters is going to take all the ties that the disabled vets make and will sell them and give them all the proceeds. Now, you know, thinking about this, and there's going to be more of this focus in the Lieutenant Dan Week 3 coming up this September, think about how this could be a way to give therapy for traumatic brain injury, hand-eye coordination, and you make a good tie, and you sell it, and you make some money for your family. And so here you are, you've got no legs, but you've got hands, and you can do something for your family. And so at some point, I think there perhaps will be a website that you can buy, you know, Healing Hero, you know, flies. What the heck? And they'll get all the money for that.
Now, that's very interesting. I'm sure there's a lot of people in the area that would be able to help you set up a store like that. Matter of fact, I'm going to see what I got on my end that I may be able to put together for you. But it is very, very interesting. And that's why I love the work you guys do. Now, the whole point is to make these veterans independent, and
mm-hmm.
hence you have your name.
That's the name of the fund, isn't it? Independence. It was not chosen lightly, I don't think, although I wasn't there when it happened, but yes.
Yes, exactly. Now, some of these golf courses that you're going to be playing on, they are PGA golf courses, aren't they?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And the beauty about this thing, and let me answer the question real quick another way. Yeah, they're all PGA courses. They're all really great design courses. I played two of them. I don't know how many. I played three of them, excuse me. And the beauty about it is, you know, we basically called Kalawase Golf Course and said, we want to come play your golf course, and here's the deal. You're going to give us the golf course free of charge. We'll pay you a slight fee for using your golf carts, and we're going to bring some veterans and maybe up to 100 golfers out to your golf course and play. Will you do that for us?
Mm-hmm.
All of them said yes.
We'll have some prizes. And the prizes can be bought in your pro shop, and so it's a win-win.
But it was just so simple that these people, these four golf courses said, we want to do what we can to help, and we have golf courses, and you have golfers, why don't we get them together and let's play some golf?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was just amazing to me that, you know, not a single course that we asked said, no, we don't think we can do that because, you know, that'll cost us something, that'll do something for our, you know. It was just universal, yes.
Now Beaufort is extremely unique in this matter because we have the Tri-Command here. We've got Parris Island Recruit Depot,
right.
Marine Corps, yes. Just about every Marine knows that place. You have...
Hoorah.
except they're what they call the California Marines.
The stumps?
There's a few of those.
They're in the chat room,
that
too.
That would be me. and Marine Child,
okay.
I believe.
We've got the Marine Corps Air Station here, and we also have the U.S. Naval Hospital. So we are extremely military-oriented here. I mean, I doubt you'll find someone that is anti-military in this area. And if they are, they absolutely are keeping themselves hidden.
Very low profile.
Very low profile.
In the Naval Hospital. And
yeah.
And then again, not so far away is Fort Jackson in Columbia. And then not so far away from that is Fort Bragg and Fort Pope.
We got Hunter Army Airfield and Fort Stewart going the other way. So
we are surrounded by protection.
That we are. As a matter of fact, in the next month or so, I expect my grandson will be at Parris Island going through the routine. Oh, yeah.
That's really an amazing thing they do over there in 12 or 13 weeks, isn't it?
That is. It is absolutely amazing. Matter of fact, when I was married to my first husband, who happened to have been a gunny sergeant, I had toured Parris Island, but I did that when I was a police officer. And because I was on patrol, they wanted us, because we were interacting with the public, help to recruit. And it was a good recruiting tool. Once I visited it, going out there, I'd see young kids at risk, and I would talk to them. Some of them ended up joining the Marine Corps because of that. It is absolutely amazing. But that was back in 1987. A lot has changed. A lot has changed. Now, Doc Jones, I know you have some questions.
Well, yeah, I do. And one of my questions is the robo-chairs or paramobile devices, they're very expensive and complex devices. I wonder, do you have occasion to distribute many of them or just a few? And then the second part of the question is there maintenance included? Are they hard to care for?
I can answer the first question, and it's a really good question. The Independence Fund was able to take the proceeds from the Lieutenant Dan weekend from last year, and give a paramobile to a needy Marine that was that time in Bethesda, Maryland, at the hospital there. And that's the first one that the fund has given, because the technology of that is fairly recent, and I think the emphasis before has been on the iBots and the Segways that were available then and necessary for some of our veterans. We've had a Segway here for Lieutenant Dan, I think, for the first 2 years, I know, and a couple iBots that have been here also. But I think this will be the first time in Buford that we'll have a paramobile. Now, on the maintenance question, they're mechanical electrical devices, so I'm sure there is some maintenance associated with them, but I don't think it's all that complicated. I mean, it's a complicated-looking machine. I've never seen one in person, but I know it has to have some maintenance to go along with it, and I'm
basically
sure that the fund...
Let me jump on that one.
Sure, please, go ahead.
The maintenance is plug the battery in so it's charged, and then give it a lube job periodically. The tires... don't go flat, but it depends. I mean, any mechanical device over a number of years will wear, and the other answer to your question is that we don't know exactly what the warranty issues are, but we'd be happy to find out and let you know.
You know what I find really symbiotic here at this moment, if that word can be applied, is that my main man from Chicago, Gary Sinise, is on Fox News at this very moment talking about amputee war veterans, smart homes for them, as well as what we are talking about here right now at this very moment.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting?
That's fairly prescient, huh?
this is really special. And I just got an email, by the way, from Sherry Cato, the president of the Parris Island Officers Spouses Club, that they would be more than willing to help with volunteering for the entire event. And they feel it's such an important cause. And that's really nice to hear from her, too.
that is fantastic.
Well, indeed, and I am on the. I'm sorry, Southern. I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I'm on the Marine base right now here at Quantico, and you know, I am certainly going to spread the word around here and provide the information. And a lot of my Marines will be grateful for this information. I'm sure that you'll be getting some calls and some inquiries about how they can help. I certainly would like to be involved as well. In fact, I'm ashamed that to say that it's the first time I'm hearing about this. And I'm also glad that I can, for anything that I'm able to do aside from getting some of my Marines involved.
We're glad that you're on this session with us, and we certainly appreciate reaching out to all of our communities and networks to see what we can do to increase the awareness and also participation to the extent we can. It's really wonderful that you can do that.
And I think it's very important to go back to understanding the goals of this. That we only have two goals we've established for this week. A whole long event is number one, it was just mentioned, raise awareness of the needs of our heroes. We just need to continue to allow people to know about them. And then to raise $17,000, that's what we're looking for. That's a pretty modest goal, so we can buy one paramobile. And we hope to be able to do that and meet success with doing that throughout this week. And I think the other thing is there's you know, literally thousands of people out there, you know, hundreds of thousands of people who say, I want to help a veteran, but I don't know how to do it. Now, what can I do to help? And I think that, you know, the more people will find out about, you can just send $100, just $100. That's a pretty, you know, modest amount. Send it in to this, and we'll help one veteran at least get a paramobile, and we'll let the world know about what all of our veterans need as they continue the healing process.
Now, last time I was speaking with you guys and Steve Danilek, you were getting set to go out. I'm trying to remember if it was Arizona or not. And build a home for a veteran that was key to his needs. Am I remembering that?
I was not involved in that. I don't know if Robert was or not.
I think I missed that meeting, but yeah. It's entirely possible. It's
well, at one time there was an effort to try to do a home for a veteran who was anticipating moving to Beaufort, matter of fact. And that was, there was some discussion of that early on before Lieutenant Dan 2 weekend, let's say March or April of 2011. But that never came to fruition.
Well, now they did as part of the, what's the name of that, the show where they build a home for someone
Habitat?
That...
You mean Habitat?
Not Habitat for Humanity, but that's a great program in itself.
Was that home makeover program?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The extreme home makeover thing that they did. They came in and they did for an active duty Marine who was deployed and came home to a new home. So I mean that was very powerful.
Yeah. And that was not under the purview of the Independence Fund.
No.
Can I have a second to talk about our outline plan for our banquet, because I think it's going to be a pretty neat event.
Sure, go ahead.
And we're still working on this. I'll call it the embryo stage. Well, maybe it's hatched already, but it's still a fledgling. We are going to have a Healing Hero golf banquet on the second day of the golf week. That would be the
24th
of April, and it's going to be at Hampton Hall Community, which is a really, really nice community just off of the Buckwater Parkway in Bluffton. And we hopefully sell out the banquet. The banquet hall will seat up to 230 people, and we're going to bring a veteran who has actually been in Beaufort, I know for Lieutenant Dan 1 and maybe for Lieutenant Dan 2, dynamic speaker by the name of Brian Anderson. Brian Anderson was injured by an IED in Iraq, and he is a triple amputee. He's missing both of his legs and one of his arms. He has a bionic arm for one of his arms, and he essentially, basically, and he's written a book. In fact, I've got to pull his book up here right now, but it's a true story of inspiration, hope, and courage is the subtitle for his book, One Man's Story. It's a true story. And he basically says that I had a choice of what to do, and my choice was to accept the new realities, reinvent himself around them. And he talks about how he basically came out of this experience accepting what he has, what's happened to him, and has moved forward with his life. And he's just a dynamic speaker. We're going to have something up on the website, we hopefully soon, on how to make a reservation for the dinner, how to buy a table for the dinner. And it's going to be a really nice event. We expect all of our veterans that are here for the golf weekend to be there, to be able to visit with the folks that are there, to just meet people in the community and as a part of their continuing rehabilitation. So we're looking for a really great turnout and a great event over there on the 23rd at Hampton Hall.
And it's also going to include a silent auction. So we're looking for donations of look through your garages, anything that is of value that you think somebody might want to bid for and buy and give the funds to the Independence Fund, that would be wonderful. So this is a solicitation out to everyone to look through your stuff, and if there's old art or things that you have that you're not sure what to do with, this would be a good cause to give it to the banquet and let them do a silent auction.
All right, well, I've got a veteran in the chat room right now who seems to be extremely skeptical about whether or not the Independence Fund is a legitimate organization and all the money is going to go to the veterans. And
every penny.
Let's ask the question,
and then we can give the answer.
Yeah, that was the question.
Okay.
It's a registered with the IRS, a 501 C3 organization, and so it's nonprofit. All of the people that work with the Independence Fund, as well as the board members, are non-paid entities. No one gets paid anything. We all volunteer our time and our resources to this organization. Unlike some other organizations, that's why we're not calling this the Wounded Warrior Program, because that is a big program, and they have a lot of they have a need for a lot of management and financial assistance in managing and making sure that as much money as possible goes towards the Wounded Warrior. So I think that's something that you have to have, but we're not that way. We are a small, not-for-profit organization, and every penny of what we have goes to the veterans, either for these positive life experiences like the Lieutenant Dan Week and the Healing Heroes Golf Week, or we buy medical technologies, the best medical technologies and services that the government cannot afford and won't pay for.
Well, I think it's fair to say that every dollar that the Independence Fund has raised, and that number is somewhere north of $1.75 million at last check since the fund was incorporated in the fall of 2007. At least 99% of every dollar raised has gone directly to veteran care. And I don't think there's any other organization that's in the business. I mean, there's lots of organizations. There's a lot of foundations that are helping our veterans. And we have a track record, I think, that will match almost all of those. We're all different. We're all different sizes, and I know there's lots of them out there, but this one is a very, I'll say, Robert and I are volunteers,
Yeah.
And everybody else that's ever worked for this organization is a volunteer.
Yeah, no, we don't get paid. We do it out of love.
Well, you guys don't even have a building. You're all working out of your houses. So you're not even talking about rent being paid. You're talking about 99% of every dollar goes directly to the vets.
That's correct. I mean, there's got to be somebody who's got to file the tax forms every year. And, you know, there's miscellaneous expenses that have to be. But, you know, we've got people donating posters and banners and shirts and all kinds of stuff all the time that frankly just goes sort of unnoticed because people want to do what they can to help the veterans.
If anybody needs to have a copy of our 501 C3 charter through the IRS, we'd be happy to provide it. Just if they send me an email.
It's on the Internet. If you go to theindependencefund.com, you can download the 503C1 form there. In fact, I downloaded it yesterday for a company that's interested in donating to more than $500 to our Healing Hero Golf Week, and they needed a form to fill out.
All right. This veteran happens to be saying that he's been going to different organizations looking for help, and they all told him they don't have money. Now, I know money is hard to come by, but I'm going to have him get in touch with you guys and telling this person in the chat room, Rick, just go to independencefund.org, and I'm sure these gentlemen will be very happy to hear your story and see if they can help you.
Yeah, sometimes people get turned out from active duty health care, and they don't really get everything that they should have had documented. We help one young lady, her husband had come back from a tour in Iraq, and this was back in 2005 or so, before they started screening for traumatic brain injury, TBI, and he had instances of night terrors and symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder, and it was tearing their family apart, and they didn't know what to do, and they were being basically fast-tracked out of the system so they'd be discharged, and they weren't going to document the fact that he had this problem. And so sometimes you look to people like, you know, Joe Wilson in this case reached out and asked if they could reevaluate this Marine. And they did, and they, in fact, discovered that, yes, okay, things happened before they began screening for those types of, you know, medical situations like TBI and
mm-hmm.
post-traumatic stress. So it's always good if you don't think you're getting the type of care that you need to ask your command. If you're still active duty, tell them you don't feel like you're getting what you need, and then when you will get a chance to matriculate into the Veterans Administration Hospital, where they'll do a complete physical examination, and that's another point that you can. This is just a recommendation out there to whoever may be listening, but they will do a good job of documenting what your ailments are. Just make sure you tell them everything that's going on with your life and your body, and so that you got it tracked, and they can help you with it in the future.
All right. Well, what I'll do is I'll put him in touch with your website, and he can contact you through that. Excuse me. Now, I'm sure my co-host, Cool Mike, is still out there. Are you?
He lost me.
I think he went to sleep.
You're playing solo, Ann.
All right, Doc Jones, do you have another question? I think everyone's flying solo.
Oh, okay. Robert and I are still here. We can talk to ourselves. We put everybody to sleep, did we?
No, I hope not.
I think this has been a very good opportunity. And, Anna, I'd like to thank you for this wonderful opportunity to get the word out, and to the extent we can, you know, reach out to all of our little networks that we have out there. I think that's going to be very positive for
I think it's important It is important. The work you are doing is absolutely important. And people listening in, please go to healingheroesweekend.com and make a donation in there. If you want to sign up for the golf tournament, the applications are there also. The Independence Fund, I find, is one of my favorite organizations. I don't think I know of any other organization where the money goes as well as it does with yours.
Thank you very much. It means a lot to us.
No, that's true. If anyone were following the scandals of, what, about a decade ago, where we had it with United Way, where they're finding only 25 cents on the dollar was actually going to the charity, and where you, on the other hand, do 99 cents on the dollar. And if you listen to the IRS or any of these other gatekeeper websites, if 80% of that dollar goes to the actual charity, you've got yourself a good charity. And the fact you can do with 99 cents on the dollar to the actual charity, it puts you heads above any other I know of.
Yeah, and you know, I think the and that's just the way the fund has been run since its inception, is the fact that, you know, we're raising money. Actually, you know, the fund is interesting. Raising money's to give it away. I mean, that's exactly what we're doing. We're trying to raise money so we can give it away to go directly to veterans, veteran care. And the focus, by the way, just real quick, is that the Independence Fund has, since inception, had a target audience among veterans of severely wounded veterans. And by that, it's defined as veterans who are more than 30% disabled and or a Purple Heart. So if you're a Purple Heart recipient but you're not severely handicapped, you still can be are in the target group or can receive benefits through the Independence Fund, for example, for recreational opportunities, for events like the Healing Hero Golf Week, to actually come participate. So there are certain criteria all these organizations have as to their, I'll call it their target audience, who they're primarily dedicated to serve.
All right. Well, I'll definitely give you the contact information for this person in the chat room, because he's saying that he's got PTSD as well as Agent Orange and two bullet holes, and he's having a very hard time looking for help. He's saying he's got two Purple Hearts. So I'm going to send you his email address so you can contact him.
Yeah. Agent Orange is a... I thought that was only a Vietnam era.
He is an older veteran. He's up in the Myrtle Beach area, so he is out here and living too.
Okay.
All right, so we'll put him in touch with you. Now, we're talking about the golf
I'm an Agent Orange veteran, by the way. So I'm ancient too.
I didn't mean it that way. My ex-husband was also a Vietnam era. He was, as I said, he was in the Marine Corps. And my dad was a World War II veteran, so, you know, doesn't go far from the tree. My grandfather was a World War I veteran, so, you know, long history here. But this weekend is sounding very exciting on here. We're listening to Robert DeTravelle and Dick Clark talking about the Healing Heroes Golf Week for Severely Wounded Veterans. Their website is healingheroesweekend.com.
I think it's Healing Hero Golf Week.
Oh, I'm sorry. Healing Heroes. Yes, I'm looking straight at it, and I'm reading it wrong.
I know, and that's why I suggested earlier, it's so much easier to go to the golf tab at ldw3.com, because there's a direct link. If you click on that link, you go directly to the healingherogolfweek.com without having to type in all those letters on your keyboard.
And it's the number three.
I like
the word
simple. You know, keep it simple, stupid. The old KISS principle, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, we also have, as you said, coming up in September, the new Lieutenant Dan Weekend number three, and that is always exciting. And I went to the first actual concert this past year. I wasn't able to make it the two prior years, having surgeries and stuff, so I was kind of like put on the down and out on that one. But it's a great weekend, and you said you had in 100 veterans that you flew in on your own expense.
They came in from many different ways. I'd say maybe more than half of them flew in. Obviously, there's some that drive in from Fort Stewart or from Fort Bragg area. That's a four-hour ride up the interstate. So there's, I think they come. They come by horseback. They come
anyway they can
get here, right?
Fuel cart.
Yeah.
But it's the expenses for the veterans, the disabled veterans that come into these things are covered by the Independence Fund. So some of the funds that we make go to paying for their expenses and their lodging and their food and anything else that they do or consume that requires funding. We don't want to put a burden on people that are already having a hard time. We're trying to give them a positive experience. And then with the funds that we have after Lieutenant Dan Week events, or, you know, we used to call it weekend, but now from the 9th to the 15th that's more like a week. So I'm going to start calling it Lieutenant Dan Week 3. And,
absolutely. And now, it's not just the Gary Sinise Lieutenant Dan Band concert. It culminates on that, but you have a lot of other activities that go on.
That's exactly right. Lots of things going on, and some of the vets will talk at some of the schools and share things with the students if they request it. And then we have the O'Neill Williams show and filming episode, and Flip Pallet will be there. And there will be a fishing banquet on the 12th of September, and that's going to be a huge event. A lot of the big fishing product manufacturers are going to be putting a lot of equipment out there for silent auction and trying to raise money for the Independence Fund as well. And then later on in the week, there will be kayaking and there will be bicycle races. And then we've got the Lieutenant Dan Golf Classic on the morning of the 14th of September. And then we've got the Lieutenant Dan concert with Gary Sinise and his gang that evening. And then Sunday, no telling yet. I'm not sure what we have going on Saturday, the 15th.
No, that could be a lot of fun. It is a lot of fun. And I'm trying to think of when you had the race weekend with the bicycling, mm-hmm. you provided some of the bicycles for these vets?
Yeah, actually, there was another foundation. The Red Dog Foundation, I believe.
Yeah, it's AmBucks is the... AMBUC, maybe S is the overall organization that has provided the bikes the past couple years. I know Lieutenant Dan won. I think there were maybe during that weekend or during the week, maybe 20 different bicycles that were given to veterans. And it was really heartwarming. And I was actually out in the parking lot when the veterans came out from they were staying at that time at the downtown motel at the Quality Inn. And they sort of came out and went across in the parking lot, and there were like 20, 25 bicycles out there all lined up. And there were physical therapists there that actually fitted the bicycle and made all the necessary adjustments to the seats and to the pedals and the handlebars so these veterans could get their own bicycle. And it was just absolutely, it was a tearjerker for me to see these guys and gals to get on the bike and start, you know, riding around. There was one veteran that had a service dog with him, and he put the service dog, leash on the dog and took across the parking lot, and the dog followed right along behind him. It was just absolutely amazing to see this veteran to have a bicycle and sort of the freedom that he feels when that, you know, he goes out by himself on a bicycle, and it's really neat. I'm not sure how many bicycles they gave last year, but I think there were also not quite as many, but there were some bicycles that were donated by AmBucks through the Little Red Dog Foundation, which is a Buford arm of AmBucks.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think I hear my co-host in the background. Cool Mike, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm right here, Annie. I just, sometimes just better off listening, and I've got to tell you, This is just unbelievable. I am going to send, I can't, right now I'm not in the position to send any monetary, but I am going to send a something for your silent auction. Either number one, a big full-length blow-up Miller Lite chair, you know, like a chair you sit and watch the ball game with, and it's full.
Okay.
Or,
okay,
possibly I work with a new energy drink. It's manufactured from the company Playboy. Maybe I'll have some of the girls autograph a big poster and we'll send that. Nothing can heal a wounded soldier more than a couple of very healthy females feeling them up.
Oh, no doubt.
Energy. No doubt. Let's call them energy drinks.
Mike. I love it. Thank you very much. We appreciate that.
That is great.
I never was like this until I started co-hosting with Annie and Doc Jones. They both corrupted me.
Welcome to the club.
Well, I hope we're getting the word out there to everyone. I want to thank everyone there in the chat room. We're getting some good input in there. And hopefully we'll be able to put you in contact with this veteran up in Myrtle Beach and give him a hand and see what we can do to get him back on the road to recovery here. But this has been a very, very, very interesting show. And I hope that we raised some money here today.
Hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate
yeah, indeed.
Today.
And, you know, one of the really cool things about this show and some of me and a couple other Marines being involved is we get to spread the word among other Marines and Navy personnel and even some Army guys if I get over to the Pentagon, you know. But if they're not aware of you, if they were not aware of you before today, they will be after today. A lot of Marines here on base will be. I'll be spreading the word. I'll be here for the next until Friday, and I'll be spreading the word. And I'm headed up to D.C. Maybe tomorrow. And then I'll be spreading the word up there. So I'll have the link, and you should get a lot of responses, you know, just within the next couple of days. So expect a lot of responses, a lot of requests for information between now and a couple of days from now.
Hey, Mike, I have a question for you.
Thanks so much.
Mike, I have a really – the form that you find online, I also have – I'll call an emailable flyer. That is something that if you could send in a spam mail to all of your friends that gives them the essentials of what they need to do, what the purpose of the Healing Hero Golf Week is all about. I'll send a copy of that to Ann. I have her email address. And Ann, would you get that on to Mike and anybody else that might want that that flyer? Because it's a really summary of what's on the website.
Oh, this is the one that was from Deb. I have it.
You have it, okay.
And I will
email it to me too, if you will, Annie, because I can put it out here in the barracks and over at the Post Exchange and a couple other places at the Starbucks here on base, and you know I can post it, pin it up on the chalkboard, not chalkboard, corkboard thingy, and yeah, that'd be great.
That'd be excellent. No problem. Absolutely no problem. Well, gentlemen, I want to thank you for joining us today.
Well,
it has
you.
Been a blast. And James Howard, Captain Howard, will be coming on the show sometime soon with a couple of the wounded veterans just prior to Lieutenant Dan Weekend.
Oh, great.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if he got married yet, but the last time I saw him, he was still engaged with a very, very beautiful woman on his shoulder.
She's a really neat gal, isn't she?
Oh,
she's
yes, she
doll.
Is.
She's a doll. Hey, listen, everybody, thank you so much. I'm going to sign off.
Okay, I want to thank you both, gentlemen, for joining us here on Southern Sense on Blog Talk Radio, and I will see you in Beaufort Tea Party Land.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Annie.
Sure, bye now.
Goodbye. Okay, that was Robert D. Travell and Dick Clark with the Independence Fund hosting the Healing Heroes Golf Week here in Beaufort County. I want to thank everyone that has joined us in the chat room. It has been an absolute blast. And I want to give the last 2 minutes to Doc Jones and Cool Mike for closing statements. Gentlemen.
Wow. Doc Jones, thank you very much for filling in, for being here. What a great, you know, half the time I'm glad I didn't say anything because I don't know that I could have, whether it was teary-eyed or just, it's just amazing. And it's really, I know, it's just what these people sacrifice for us and how many get the short end of the stick. But it's just wonderful. And they're the last to complain about it. This is a great show, and those people are great patriots. You know, it's just great to be a part of this show. And for both of you guys, look out for the individual cool mic running around on Blog Talk Radio. It's not me. You guys know my screen name. But I got an imposter out there telling everyone to F-O-X.
Well,
I know.
You know. Go ahead.
I ran into his imposter in someone else's show.
You know that you've become Blog Talk famous when you've got an imposter. Tesler has one. Southern, you don't have one yet, but hey, you should. It's a great compliment, I presume, for Cool Mike to have a an advice, because I think they're admirers actually when they come out like that, unless they start talking crazy. But about this this topic earlier today, I'm glad that I've been made aware of it. And what these guys are doing, and I look forward to leaving in my quarters here in just another couple of hours and spreading the word as I go make my rounds throughout the base here. It's going to be great, and now I've got something to talk about other than trying to make up small talk with some of the Marines. I've got a real issue to put out there. This is a great thing. It really is all volunteer, and I love that. I love that, and it shows that there are good people out there, and that we don't need the government to subsidize or to get involved in certain things. We can do these things ourselves. It's been that way for a long time, and I hate to inject politics in this issue this way, but it's true. Just give let Americans do what we do, and it's really cool. I dig it. I love it.
Yes, it is. It is. And hopefully now our friend Rick in the chat room, I'll be able to hook him up with the Independence Fund and see if he can get a little help up there in Myrtle Beach. So, Rick, I'll be sending you an email shortly. Want to thank everyone?
My closing statement is, Doc Jones, you're like a ghost. One day I talk to you, you're in Georgia. The next you're in D.C. Next you're in Florida. Then you're just like everywhere. And today you're in the barracks. It's like I'm waiting to call you one time, and you're going to be like in Moscow or someplace. You'll be like, "Yeah, Vladimir and I are having dinner." You're like, "Dang,
well,
you're just
the
everywhere."
The secret to staying married is to avoid your wife as much as possible without making her mad.
I'm not getting involved. I'm not touching that statement. I'm going to tell my brother who's next to me what you just said. You guys have a great day.
You too.
All right, you too.
All right, we will be back on Friday, same bat channel, same bat station, 2 o'clock Eastern time for another Southern Sense on Blog Talk Radio. Want to thank everyone for listening in, and please don't forget to go to the independencefund.org website or go to Lieutenant Dan Weekend website, which is LDW3.com, and please make a donation to this worthy cause. Thank you very much. God bless, and good night.
If you find yourself in trouble, count on me, my friend. I'll get right up in trouble's face. You won't see him again. I've got the backbone, American. I've got the heart, American. I've got the will, American. Will you stand up? Don't sit down. Stand up, don't back down. Stand up, shout it out. Stand up, let's make it loud. American, American.
Welcome to another exciting show with Southern Sense on Blog Talk Radio. So turn up the volume and enter our chat room or grab your phones. Call in. Join the conversation. Help us to restore. restore the republic to this country and inspire the majority to be silent no longer.
Well, look me